Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. I'm running a little late tonight, sorry about that. Trying to compile the show and I kind of got sort of in a in-between moment where I didn't really know which way to go. So I decided to put something together, something that I think we need to realize. Tonight's show, I put another link in regarding to testing water. We had a test done from London. There was another test, a friend of mine did a test in Colorado. The results were the same. So I'm going to say as well, anybody who's doing the testing of the water with an ionizers, film it, send it to me, and I will post it on the show. I am convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt that the water, especially the tap water, is causing cancer, big time. I think that's one element that we have never really looked at in terms of epigenetics. Epigenetics, as I said, is environmental toxins that can affect your genetic code. And for years and years and years and years, they've been telling us, you got to drink 99 million cups of water a day. You got to drink. You got to hydrate. You got to drink. You got to drink. Drink, drink, drink. You know. Should have been drinking alcohol. It would have been safer. Brandy, okay, I'll drink. You know, vodka, oh. Everything, and I'm going to say this again, everything's an inversion on this planet. This planet is a shithole. It's all it's ever been is a shithole. It's a boot camp. This planet is nothing but a boot camp. And they have the ones that have been in charge, have been corrupting our DNA, corrupting our genetic code, corrupting us in all kinds of ways. And the water, which is very key to life. I mean, you can go you can go weeks without eating. Can't go that long without drinking any kind of fluid. And what they've done, again, another hijacking. The filtration systems that we currently have existing today, filtering the water table throughout the world, unless it's a reverse osmosis system or distillation site type system, it isn't cutting the job. It isn't cutting it. Pesticides are getting through. Hormones are getting through. Metals are getting through. It's an inefficient system. You can put all the bleach you want in the water. You can put all the disinfectants you want in the water. But that too will have an impact on your biology, on your genetic code. When you're talking fluoride, when you're talking lithium, Japanese have lithium in their water. Why did they put lithium in the water? Because they stressed the shit out of the Japanese. They expected unrealistic expectations of these people, and as a result, a lot of them have committed suicide because they feel they have failed the company. But what that also does, it keeps everybody in a very subdued way of thinking. Imagine you having a daughter or a son, 18-year-old, 19-year-old kid, scores in the highest average of the class, gets a job in a company, and a company makes them work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and expects them to perform at an optimal level. After a while, because of sleep deprivation and as a result of not eating properly, not getting enough food in the system, they go a little rangy in the head. The brain starts to melt down. Brain needs a certain amount of time to regenerate. And as a result, they wind up going to a level of despair because they don't see how they can improve any better. They were at the top of their class and now they're failing, having to deal with failure. And so as a result, now they jump off a building, hang themselves, or do whatever they do when they kill themselves. Imagine the impact on mom and dad. Imagine the impact if that was your son or daughter, scored highest in the class, got a job at Tesla Motors, and they required that they work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, without any proper rest, any proper food, and they get yelled at because they're not performing up to the standards that's required, and they lose heart and die, commit suicide because of the company's standards. What would that do to a family? Okay, they're very well reserved when that happens because the lithium has subdued them. Then in this country, in Canada, United States, and they want to sell you things like lithium to F up your head. You know what's interesting? The health food industry is a joke. It is an absolute joke. It today, with the goofy dumbasses that are calling themselves gurus, couldn't tie their shoes, it was Velcro. They wouldn't be able to tie their shoes if you gave them directions on how to do it and showed them a YouTube channel how to tie your shoe if it's Velcro. They still wouldn't be able to get it. And yet they're out there perpetrating that you should take certain things for your body because it's good for you, and because the majority of people do not read, do not do any real investigations, just do a little Google search, which is basically a company search or a marketing search. So they look at three or four different links and say, oh, that's silica, that's good for you. And nobody ever decides to check toxicity levels of silica, any kind of toxic damage that silica can cause. And yet these guys perpetrate this bullshit and people believe them. But did you honestly know that in your food supply, just about everything that is stored in a silo gets sprinkled with silica dust? Are you aware of that? Everything gets sprayed with a silica dust because it's an insecticide. And did you also know that they were feeding silica to cows, sheep, goats, chickens, ducks, whatever, pigs? So the silica content is already going inside the body through the food supply. And you're inundated. You're not getting just a little bit. This is an accumulation of this shit that you're eating. Then you look at your vitamins and your supplements, and silica and silicon dioxide is all there too. Another nanometal that's been put into the supplement industry, further causing damage, further causing problems. The silica gets inside your body and starts to form crystals all by itself. And with the help of frequencies that can activate those crystalline structures to self-assemble, after a period of time, you start having problems with your health. Colon issues, skeletal issues, intestinal issues, brain issues, spinal issues, bone issues. This has been going on for over 60 years. Not just silica. There's other supplements like strontium and a whole variety of other soy that they have been perpetrating as a health food, and it's been nothing but detriment to a person who actually follows their advice. So you have to kind of wonder, with all the bullshit, and you're buying all this stuff, and you're spending major bucks for all this shit, $50, $100, $30 for a bottle of whatever you're buying. And you're taking this stuff, and you're not seeing any results. In fact, you're feeling worse. That should indicate that maybe, perhaps, you were not advised correctly. Years ago, I was on a talk show, and I was always talking about different supplements and showing people how to take certain things, giving them formulas and formularies and remedies. People took these things and got results. I used to get emails all the time. I tried your remedies. I watched your YouTubes. I get this all the time. Because I'm not trying to hustle anybody. I'm showing you what to do. I'm showing you how to be autonomous. Everybody that's in the alternative health industry shouldn't be leading you on as a dog on a leash. They shouldn't be tethering you to a multi-level marketing concept where they keep feeding you a bunch of shit, telling you a bunch of stuff is good for you, just so that you can keep buying this crap to support these losers that are out there propagating what they're calling health. And the onus seriously is on you as an individual. Okay, it's on you as an individual, because it's up to you to start looking at the look, if you've been sick for 20 years or 10 years or 5 years or 3 years, even if I'm giving you something and it's not working, it's not working. Time to change the program. Time to change the game. Okay? And I'll be the first to admit, I don't get it right all the time either. I got a high percentage when I do get it right, but there's sometimes some things just don't work for people. And you got to change the format. And it's not about getting you to... And again, I don't even promote the stuff I sell on these shows even. I don't even advertise. Because the idea with me is to get you to learn what to do and to take care of yourself. Figure out the things I'm giving you, see what works, and if you have friends or family members or acquaintances or networks of people in those networks or groups that have a similar problem, then you can suggest what to do, because you've done it and you know what the results will be and what you did and how you did it, and you can explain it to them. That's how health grows. That's how people grow healthy. We all share these ideas. There's a lot of gimmickry in this health food industry today. It's a farce. It is so different than what it was when I started using health food stuff and vitamins and different things. Totally different world today. More shit is sold today. We got more doctors involved in this industry today than we've ever had. And I've often said many a time, it's the doctors that have corrupted this industry. The doctors have come along and sold their name brand products. It's got all kinds of excipients and shit in it. And if there's something in there that they're telling you that might even be good for you, saying it's no good. And I've heard a doctor saying that magnesium stearate is bad for you. It's ridiculous. Totally ridiculous. And if you looked up magnesium stearate and you looked up magnesium stearic acid, you'd find that they're actually beneficial for the heart. And yet a doctor is telling you they're no good for you. That's a blithering idiot. And that's somebody who's out there just to hustle a dollar. That's all that is. And you need to understand that just because somebody has a profound name, has made it to the big time, and now his name is, or her name is a household spoken word, doesn't mean that they're credible or ethical or moral. So again, beware of that. You know, beware of all this stuff. You know, there's a lot of shit out there today. Carbon C60, you know, I got an article again on there. And it shows you the actual pathway, how it gets inside and how it's utilized and converting you into an antenna. I was one of the first ones that said this stuff was no good. I've never changed my mind on it. There are over 210,000 toxicology studies. The argument for the use of this stuff was 3 studies, as far as I know, that they found. And the study that they found it causes embryonic damage, they blamed it on a mixture of toluene that was mixed with it. But see, the research and the way they word-crafted that research was they're blaming the toluene that was mixed with the carbon C60. But the real explanation of that would be that the carbon C60 amplified the effects of the toluene that was mixed with it. Because once it reached the water table, it would have been diluted. And it would have spread throughout whatever. But the carbon C60 actually amplified the toxic effect of the toluene. But that's not how they presented it. So as a result, they blamed the toluene as reason for carbon C60. It was harmless. Nothing harmless about it. Anybody that has read my website and looked at just the nano links alone, and you start reading what's right there, it will tell you that there's no metal, no mineral, No substance that has metallic properties on a nanoscale has any benefit for you whatsoever. None. Iodine in a micron level helps support the thyroid, helps support the cells, helps boost the immune system, helps regenerate the glands. Put it on a nanoscale and it does the complete opposite. It'll destroy the thyroid, destroy the glands, destroy the cells. Because what people don't understand with nanotechnology, nanobiotech, the smaller the particle, the more lethal it is. And that seems to be counterintuitive, but it isn't. The smaller a particle is, the more it can saturate inside a cell, a tissue, a bone, an organ. The easier that it can translocate to another location and accumulate because of the size factor. And once it starts to accumulate, it begins to network. And once it begins to network, it starts to take over. And the more of this stuff you have inside the body, the harder it is to detox it out. So when it gets embedded into the tissues, when it gets embedded into the cells, whether it gets embedded into the skeletal structure, whether it gets embedded into the spine, the spleen, the liver, the brain, it's there. And to get it out is not an easy task because it's tied to the volume of the particulates that have infected the area. Once the nanoparticles have accumulated, then they start to literally break down whatever they are involved with. And a lot of times the proteins or the sugars primarily will be used as what they call a ligand so that it can self-assemble and then become a network with other nanoparticles inside the body. Silica is no different, you know. And neither is nanosilver. Nanosilver is another one that can be accumulated into the body because of the size of it. It can then bypass. For the males, nanosilver is a complete no-no, period. Because it will bypass the blood barrier of your testicles, will get inside the sac, and engage in destroying the seminal tubes inside. Can cause testicular cancer. It's worse than titanium for damaging the testicles. So, but like I said, they won't tell you this. There's no warning on any of these bottles. There's no warning on any of this stuff. They're just putting it out there on the market because in today's time, the ethical concept is to destroy somebody's health. Earlier tonight, I got an email from Australia, and they're putting Australians in these containers for living accommodations. They're about 10 feet, maybe 10 feet by 10, if that. More like maybe 10 by 6. Little cubicle. And then I thought, you know, they took away their guns, so they can't defend themselves. They want to take away our guns here in Canada. They don't realize that in Canada we have more illegal guns or unregistered guns or legal guns, if you want to call them that, than the U.S. does per capita. People here, there are a lot of people here that have never registered their guns and never will. My advice to them is don't ever register them, ever. They need to find out if you got a gun, they can find out the hard way, you know. They're violating our rights, they're violating the Charter of Rights, they're violating the Constitution, they're violating all these things. Okay, we had Rocco pop up. I haven't seen this guy for a year and all of a sudden he pops up. So I kept wondering, is this guy really doing anything? I suspect that everyone would say, well, we'll get him in court. I don't see that happening. Quite frankly, I think that's wishful thinking. I think what we're going to see is they're going to keep on procrastinating the day in court until we're taken over by China. That's my thinking. This should have already seen a day in court. I don't see it happening unless something's changed. I haven't heard any court dates. And if it's a court date, it's just for a preliminary hearing. Is that so we can set the stage how we're going to play the game. I have absolutely no confidence in our legal system in Canada. None. I have no confidence in anything in our parliamentary system in Canada. None. Zero. I have no confidence in the judiciary system in this country either. None. This country is a prostitute, period. It's a whore. And all anybody has to do is pay these people the right amount of money and they will sell their own mother down the toilet. We've seen that for the last 2 years and 7 months. And I haven't seen us making any real dent either. We talk a talk, we talk all this bullshit, but we have never stopped the injections. We never stopped that from progressing. Now they're going to want to bring back the mask. And I'll bet you any money, 95% of Canadians will put those fucking masks back on. I'll bet you. We only have 5% people in Canada that are awake and are fighting and are challenging and are standing their ground. 5%. The rest of them have walked off a cliff. Period. They've been injected 3 times. A lot of them have already died. Some are dying. You know. And all I'm waiting for now is the kill switch to be flipped so we can see them starting to drop dead everywhere. And when that happens, they're going to declare another outbreak or pandemic. Oh, look at all these people that died in the streets. Yeah, hit a switch and they'll all die. Been looking at something on the radars as well. I'm looking at the radar map in the United States, especially in around Kansas, Utah, Idaho, Iowa. I can't remember the other states beside it. But there's some kind of radar activity going on again. And it's huge. Huge. The beams are coming out of the northeastern corner of Kansas. They're extending through 6 different states. I'm expecting to hear any day that we're going to see more cattle, like more sheep or goats or chickens, to die. And they're going to blame it on the heat. We've got a heat wave going on because somebody's screwing around with these antennas, firing high-end microwaves across the planet, overheating the planet. When you look at the equator and some of these radars, there's no way that that heat, the way it looks on the radar, is that uniform. It's like somebody had fired a beam right across the center of the earth. It's so uniform. Too perfect. In Canada today, in Ontario, the beams from Toronto re-engaged. And the beams are going right past Detroit tonight. They were going into Cleveland. They were going into Syracuse. They were going to another state. And then there was another beam coming out of Lake Huron behind an island, shooting out of the water. All that fire going on across Europe and the heat. They were showing today on the highway in the UK. Trees were on fire. Imagine that. And where they were burning, they weren't burning from the ground level. They're burning from the top. From the top. I'm thinking microwave. They hit it with some 6G frequency. And maybe this is what they're doing right now. Maybe they're testing the 6G as a weapon. See, nothing that we have been told, even the concept of peace, leads to war. And it leads to war every time. America will have engaged a war before this is all said and done because they're broke. So is Europe. The euro and the dollar are at parity. American dollar is still holding that kind of strength. You know they're going to go, excuse me, you know they're going to go after Putin. You know that. The ruble is not going to stand against the U.S. currency. Never happened. They will get him some way, somehow. It'll be a sad day because it's the last stand, really. Whether you like Putin or not, he is right now the best, he is the strongest opponent to what's going on today. I'm sure he's doing shit in this country too, just like anybody else. But as it sits right now, he is fighting. But he's got the ruble going against the dollar. That ain't going to happen. That won't last. That's what Gaddafi did. That's what Hussein did. Now Russia's doing it. So I also have a theory. This is pure speculation. It's a hypothesis. But when I look at the radar maps in the United States, because that radar system I'm using is specifically for the United States. Have you ever seen a paintball splattering on somebody's clothing? Like they got hit with a paintball and it hits and it just splatters. Well, when you look at the earth, it looks like something is hitting the earth causing a splattering. And I wonder if Elon Musk's satellites are targeting the earth, firing frequencies across the planet. And perhaps maybe that's the actual cause of all these fires going across the globe. Let's face it, Elon Musk is just the face of NASA. Everyone thinks that he's a multi-billion dollar entrepreneur, blah-de-dee, blah-de-da. I think he's nothing but a front for NASA. And I think he's building these satellites, or they're building the satellites, and they're using him as the face for space. But I'm one, because again, NASA would not want to be tied to any kind of satellite weaponry beaming itself down on the earth, splattering it with frequencies everywhere it hits. Fires, look, I've been looking at this fire map ever since a friend of mine got me looking at these radar maps. And every day the fires are expanding. Tonight, Canada went from up near Yukon, Northwest, Inuit, Saskatchewan, Alberta, Manitoba, Ontario, and as far down as Lower Quebec. That was tonight. There was a fire going up way, way, way up north near the North Pole. I'm thinking, okay, what the hell's going on there? What's burning there? So I have a suspicion. I have no evidence to back it up. Again, I'm also saying this is speculation and a hypothesis. And if it does frighten you, good. Because I want you to start looking in the sky. I want you to start paying attention to what's going on in the earth and above the earth. Because it looks like we are being targeted from a higher elevation. And it's not just Kansas and Wyoming and Iowa and Idaho and New Mexico and Texas, Arizona, and all the states going up above. It's right across America, right across. There's a splattering of what looks to be frequencies assaulting the earth, microwaves hitting the earth. Microwaves hitting the earth. You know, everyone's building these anti-satellite technologies. Why would they be building an anti-satellite technology if the satellites were only being utilized for peaceful purposes? Think about that for a minute. When you look at the map of Russia, Russia's completely engulfed in flames. So is China. Are they using some kind of sophisticated killer satellite? I mean, Reagan had that shotgun satellite back in the 80s, I believe, when he was around. You know, could they have evolved that thing to something even more dangerous? Think about that. Why is everyone now deciding to build anti-satellite technology, where before we had satellites in the air, nobody cared? Putin now is talking about doing it. India's got this technology, so does the United States. China is going to be building one too, I'm sure, if they haven't already. So you got killer satellites up in space, beaming frequencies down. This is so everybody could have better reception, more channels to watch Bugs Bunny and the Looney Tunes. more channels to watch the Disney programs and seeing Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck. More programs so you can hear more music. More programs so you can see more news from other parts of the world, which is absolutely telling us no more than what we're learning here. Because the media is corrupt to the core. It is corrupt to the core. Doesn't matter what part of the world you go into, they'll put an angle on their side. Okay, the Muslims were attacked today, and they were attacked by Israel, and Israel did this, and Israel did this. So now you'll hear it on the news. Today's news, Israel had attacked, blah-da-dee, blah-da-da. And then we hear it on our end. Oh, Israel has attacked, you know, today, blah-da-dee, blah-da-da. But they were assaulted in blah-da-dee, blah-da-da. So Israel retaliates, so you get this. But it's the same lie. It's all the same lie. They want you to hate Muslims. They want you to hate Christians. They want you to hate Buddhists. They want you to hate Hindus. They want you to hate natives. They want, this is all they know. Play one against the other. Hate one over the other. They don't want to ever see anybody getting together and getting along, especially if you're, you know, you got different colored people, different ethnic backgrounds, different cultural backgrounds. They don't want none of that. You know, if you're a colored man and you got a light-skinned man, they want you to fight each other because of a color distinction. For no reason. And they'll give one a job and one they'll give a shitty job, and they'll create all this diversity and animosity. When we begin to understand that everything that we have been taught and has been nothing but maneuvering us into the profile we're in today, it's all bullshit, all of it. And when you understand that it's all bullshit, you know, and wake up to the fact that you've been, you know, led down, led down the garden path, if you will, tiptoeing through the tulips, singing your song, having your buzz, you know, and you got your buzz going on, and you got your party, you're just partying. Ooh, I'm just having a party. Ooh, you know, chasing women chasing the wallet. You know, that's just the way it goes. That's, you know, when they were teaching us about the birds and the bees, it shouldn't have been about sex. It should have been about men chasing women and women chasing the dollar. And if you got the dollar, they're chasing you. That's life in the matrix. It's life in the matrix, you know. That's the way it is. All the laws that they have written. I was watching something the other day, and it was really intriguing. This guy is talking about the different types of laws. You know, we talk about common law, but this guy was talking about supreme law, superior law, admiralty law. He was talking about when we look at the word police on the policeman's car, that's not how we should be saying that. Did you know that? Some of you might know. I just found this out. I thought this was super intriguing. That the police are actually policy enforcers. All they are. They're not enforcing the law. They're enforcing a policy. Everything that they're enforcing is illegal. Everything. Now, when you look at the word police, if you go POLIC and stop and separate the E, what do you got? Policy. I thought that was really intriguing. You don't need a driver's license to drive a car in Canada either. You don't need a driver's license to do a lot. You don't need a license to do anything. In fact, everything that they are enforcing, they're enforcing corporate law. I found that so intriguing. You know, I mean, he was putting it in a perspective that I could get anyway. I don't spend a lot of time on that, and I probably should. You know, because I'm so caught up with other things I'm doing. But he was saying that the policy enforcers, because that's what the police are enforcing corporate law. United States of America, the Supreme Court has stated that you don't need a driver's license to drive on the highway. Matter of fact, it's the right of an American to be able to have access to the road. That I found really astounding. And I'd bet you a dime to a dollar the same thing is true in Canada. You don't need a driver's license, and you sure as shit don't need car insurance either. Those are policies that they have, that they are enforcing in order for you to drive a car that you have every right to drive. This has been nothing but one big money scam from day one. Day one. Imagine that. Imagine that. So anyway, like I said, I learned something last night. I found it intriguing. I got this link still up. I got to keep on listening to it. But even the courts, he made mention that the Supreme Court, its main function is to make sure that the lower courts are enforcing the policies of the corporations. So when a case gets to the Supreme Court, it's all about making sure that the policies have been followed all the way through. Imagine that. Imagine that. It's interesting when you begin to realize after all this time how free we really are and how we're not exercising those freedoms. You know, it's funny. In the Gospels, he tells you, why do you worry about what you eat, what to wear, this, that, or whatever? You're in Christ. You're free of all this nonsense. And the idea was to break them away from these ritualistic behavioral patterns that everybody continued to follow even after they were freed from Christ, by Christ. So it's interesting. It's the same thing. We have laws and we have policies. It almost talks about the verse in the Bible. It says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities. You know, principles and procedures. Principles and procedures, or principles and policies. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principles and policies, or procedures. That's how our governance is based on. Policies and procedures that everybody has to follow in order to live in in our societies today. And if you come up with a policy or procedure that doesn't agree with theirs, you then have to suffer a consequence. Imagine that. So a lot of things that we've been taught over decades, everything's coming to the surface, which is good. Now everybody has to be brave enough to embrace these things and act on them. You know, people always tell me all the time that, you know, it's a lot of New Agers and even Christians and other believers saying that they have faith things are going to work out. They are praying that things are going to work out. Universe is going to make sure everything works out. And then they don't lift a finger to do anything about it. Biblically, it says faith without works is dead. Doesn't matter what you believe. If you're not working toward whatever it is you are believing in, nothing's going to happen. Zero. Nada. Nada. Zip. Saying something is going to happen, you're going to bring it into existence because you commanded it to come. Has it come yet? Has it showed up? Did it come gift-wrapped? Chances are no. Chances are you're going to have to go and apply yourself in some form or fashion and work toward that desire that you're talking about in order to get it. That's life. Period. That's life. You can read all the books of all, I mean, it's even biblical. Even during the 80s, you had all these born-again, they weren't even born-again, these bullshitters. They got on the TV and preached this prosperity message. You got to say this, you got to believe this, you got to say it, you got to believe it. There are other verses in the Bible that says that sometimes God doesn't bless you because you can't handle it. He won't give you any more than you can handle. So sometimes you have to work And he says that too. You know, it's one thing for a farmer to say, I'm going to have a magnificent crop this year because I spoke that into existence and I have, and it will manifest for me because I have said that I'm going to have a beautiful yielded farm. And yet will not lift a finger to put a seed in the ground. What do you think he's going to get? Frustration, for one thing. When we look at a lot of these things today that they have taught us, even in the religious realms, in the spiritual realms, there is this missing parts. You ever notice that? There are missing parts here. Because they know people are lazy and don't want to work. So all you got to do is speak. Universe will hear you. God will hear you. You know, I'm putting it out there. And yet, will not lift a finger to put the seed in the ground. It's important that you understand that. Saying something doesn't necessarily mean that's all there is to do. Sometimes saying it reaffirms your decision to go after whatever it is you're saying to yourself to do, which provides you the motivation to work for whatever it is you're going after. Remember that. Nothing comes easy in this life. Nothing. Unless God opens the windows of heaven and drops manna on your lap, that'll be about the only way you'll see anything of that magnitude. And sometimes God does bless, that's for sure. Sometimes you don't have to do anything. God just opens the door, pff, there it is, you know, that kind of thing. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes you find favor with the Lord and he gives you whatever. But as a general rule of thumb, saying something doesn't mean it's going to happen unless you do something. And the reason why I'm saying it and putting it that way, I know there's a lot of Canadians here in Canada that feel like I feel. You know, we are fed up. We're pissed off. We really hate seeing just where this country is going. We really hate seeing Canada die the way it's dying. We really hate seeing the political bullshit that's in Parliament today. You know, we really hate seeing that we have to go to a constitutional lawyer that isn't there half the time in order to get something to change in this country. What needs to change in this country is our attitude about making the changes. I'm not saying you haven't done nothing. I'm not saying that at all. But a lot of people need to have an attitude adjustment in regarding to not making the change, but how we are going to make the change. The legal system, as far as I can see, isn't going nowhere. Maybe I'm not seeing something somebody else is seeing. And don't send me a bunch of emails with wishful thinking. Okay, show me some substance. If you send me an email, I want to see substance. I don't want to see letters of legal jargon. Legal jargon means shit today. If you can pay off a judge, if you pay off a lawyer, all that shit that's written on the paper it isn't even good enough to wipe your backside after you take a dump. It has to have substance. And that's where I think we gotta just figure out what to do. And remember this too, when you go into a negotiation, if you're coming from a place of weakness, you ain't going to win nothing. You'll only get what they will allow you to have. In fact, in a negotiation, they may take what you think you have and take it away from you in order to give you your little piece of the crumb. That's the way it rolls. Ronald Reagan said it correctly. A lot of people don't like Ronald Reagan, but there's some things he did say right. Talk quietly but carry a big stick. That's what he said, and I agree with it. You know what? People get mad at Putin, and they're blaming Putin because they think he's a bad guy. He ain't a bad guy. Not really. I mean, he's bad. He's politician. But he doesn't want to be shit on by the rest of the world. And he tried communicating. He tried to rationalize. Tried to make contacts with France and Germany, United States. But he's doing what Ronald Reagan would have done. He's talking quietly and carrying a big stick. And he ain't afraid to use it. Interesting perspective, don't you think? Maybe we need to have the same attitude, same perspective. Maybe we need to start thinking in terms of maybe we should talk quietly but carry a big stick. And carrying a big stick doesn't mean you got to carry a 2x4. No. Carrying a big stick would be to make a campaign not to use government services, not to use certain things, or making a campaign that when they promote something, when they project a policy, we all tell them you can take your policy and shove it up your ass sideways and give it a crank with a boot to help them along. And then take them to court on the real court. Because see, if everybody ignored the policies, these are not laws. Remember that. They are not laws. They're policies. If everybody rejected these policies, what are they going to do? What would one sock, Tutti Frutti, in the head of the WEF do in Ottawa if nobody listened to him? If everybody said, we're taking our marbles and going home. We're not playing with you anymore. What would he do? What could he do? Think about it. I'm going to take away your social, I'm going to take away your pensions, I'm going to blah, blah, blah. Okay, take them. We'll get them back soon enough. That's illegal. You know, maybe somewhere along the line, maybe somewhere along the line, somebody in CSIS will grow a set of balls and have them arrested. Maybe somewhere along the line, somebody in the RCMP will have the balls and have them arrested. Maybe somewhere along the line, the OPP in this province of Ontario will have them arrested. And everybody should be keeping their eye on Ford too. Ford is selling his house, so he may be one of the next ones that's going to disappear. Because they're disappearing because they know damn well they committed a crime that has been never done before on a global scale. And they're now taking off because they've seen the Georgia Guidestones collapse and they've seen CERN open up. Since all that has happened, we've seen all these changes. Imagine that. There's a movie called Oblivion, and I think in the movie they show you all these, near the end, they show you all these clones in these cubicles. I think that's where they're going. Back to their gestation chambers. Like I said, we're never going to see Canada the way we saw it. Because we don't have enough people in this country that give a shit about the country. That's the problem. And everybody else is too busy being chicken shit. They are. It's a chicken shit. And I understand that too. I mean, they've been programmed for what, 30 or 40 years of their lives to be nothing but chicken shit. And so they're just reacting to the program. It's part of the psychological warfare that they've been projecting on everybody for a long period of time. And so as a result of the projection of these programs, people are afraid. I get that. And I understand that. And again, I'm not saying chicken shit in a way I am saying in a way, but I'm not trying to insult anybody in the sense of demeaning them as a person. I'm mentioning chicken shit because that's how you were programmed. That's how you're programmed. Excuse me. When we can get past the program, when we get past the policy, and that's interesting too, when we think about what happened in Ottawa with the truck drivers, the policy enforcers, because that's what you should be calling them, not policemen, policy men, policy women, policy enforcers, that's what they are, The policy enforcers were actually breaking the law when they moved the trucks of those people, of the truck drivers. They broke the law here when they opened up the Ambassador Bridge. This is a these are corporocracies telling the policy enforcers to engage in the policies that they created. Not the law, not what guarantees us our freedoms and whatever. So again, back to full circle. Everybody needs to start giving a shit about Canada, or you're all going to be living. I'm not. I'll either be dead or gone, one way or the other. I'll be gone one way or the other. You're going to wind up like Australia, living in a tin can, no air conditioning, maybe a fan, 10 foot by 6 foot. You'll have nothing and be happy. They'll feed you mealyworms loaded with parasites. They'll feed you crickets loaded with parasites. Hell, they'll give you cockroaches and centipedes all loaded with parasites. Yum, yum, barbecue centipede. Ooh, over easy on the cricket. Oh, what, that worm is in my hot dog? Oh, mealy hot dog, woohoo. That's what they have in store for you. It's going to come to a point, I believe. Either you're going to die or fight. You know, the Star Trek used to always say, today is a good day to die. And you know what? It actually is. It really is. When you sit there and think about it, any day is a good day to die. Any day is a good day to die, meaning that we leave here and go home. To go back to God. That, to me, is a good day. And if today is the day I die, hey, I'm going home. And that's how you got to look at it. We're going home. No more universal consciousness. No more of this bullshit. We're going home. We're going to evolve the way we're meant to evolve. We're going to become more godly the way we're meant to become more godly. That's a good day to die. And if you start thinking about that and embracing that, you know, and again, there'll be apprehensions and fears and other things, but that's how to embrace everything. We got nothing here. We got sweet fuck all here. Nothing. What we have has been a given privilege that they're now calling back. And if you don't get your injections every 9 months, take, you know, which is being manufactured by the biowarfare factory in Montreal or in Quebec, Moderna, they're eventually going to shut down your bank accounts anyway. They're eventually going to, you know, not allow you to go grocery shopping, not allow you to go to a farm. They won't even be able to drive on their roads because the corporations will say that's all theirs. So you ain't got nothing to lose. You don't have nothing now, really. And what you do have, they may come and take it from you. Because the policy enforcers will be told by the corporations or by the corporocracies to enforce the policy. And if you're not willing to comply to the corporate policy, then the policy enforcers are going to take away whatever you think you have. Imagine that. Just a thought. I want to leave a word before I wind it down. A lot of you are sending me comments on the Podbeam, and I read them, but I can't respond to you. So if you want to reach me with a comment that you want a response to, I mean, sometimes you guys are just making comments, and I don't know if you really want a response or you're just making a comment. But if you're going to make a comment that you want response, then you gotta send it to my email. If you don't send it to my email, I can't respond because I don't have a cell phone. Don't want one. My last one blew up. I helped it, but it blew up. You know, you got tired of dealing with a cell phone. I cannot stand the effing things. But anyway, it's beside the point. So if you want to send a comment to me for me to respond to, or you got something you want me to see, check out, send it to my email. Send it to my email. That would be the best thing. Okay, that would be the best thing. I always say at the end of these shows, read the Gospels. Today would be a good day to read them. Fire all around you. Lasers or microwaves being shot down on you from the sky. Nanoparticles. I forgot to mention, not only nanoparticles are in the water, but they're also in the food. A buddy of mine in Netherlands doing his own research and decided to check out sardines in water and in oil. You might want to buy a cattle prod and start cattle prodding everything, because the shit that was in the water mixed with the sardine, you'd be stunned. So the links are all here tonight. Check them out. Let me go back to what I was saying before. By reading the Gospels, because I forgot about that and I had to go back to it. Read the Gospels. Read what Jesus had to say. I cannot emphasize enough. Read what Jesus had to say. If you're going to do anything and you want to pattern your life after somebody, that might be who you might want to do that with. You know, I always tell people to read the Gospels. You know, read the Gospels. You know, never read the book, read it. Can't make an opinion until you do. You can say what you want to say about books being written by men, but every book you've ever read in your life was written by men, even a comic book. So there's no excuse. Encourage you to read it. Again, read the book of Revelations, because that is the playbook. Read the works to the church, letters to the church. They'll show you how church evolved and grew. Like I said, check it out. Check out what Jesus had to say. On the top part of the page, there are people there all working at trying to help you find solutions. All kinds of people. Help them out any way you can. Support them in any way you can. If you can send a donation, please do so. If you can't, don't sweat it. Everyone understands that we have been derailed. Our economics has been derailed because insane people with insane intentions have destroyed the economy. So we get that. So if you can't do anything, share the page, share the links. Share the show. Alrighty. As I always say at the end of these shows, we are still here by the grace of God. So till the next segment, to your health. Take care.